So that's what I want to talk to you about fast start. What we've done to actually get out of that plateau, turn this thing around. So here's what Scott Ross asked us coming out of this plateau. He asked us that question, do you have a system? Here's what he said. When a new person gets started, what do you say to them, right? Now, you say this, 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 and that. If I was to call somebody in another state that's on your team and I asked them the same question, would they say the same thing? Yes or no? And see, we couldn't say yes to that. So that's what we realized, we didn't have a system. And that's what I want to go over today, what we started to do. It could be totally different, but the point is that you're on the same page. Y'all follow what I'm saying? So here's what I need. I actually need a volunteer. Who's new today, first time at the RT? Let's see. Okay. What's your name? Gigi. Come on, let's get Gigi a hand. Who sponsored Gigi?
Pamela.
Okay, cool. So here, I want you to work with us too. Okay, cool? All right. So here's what I'm saying. I want you to think of this and dividing two types of people, right? Builder's mentality, travel mentality. Y'all follow where I'm at?
Yeah.
Right? So here's what I'm saying. Right now, this verbiage that we're talking about today is builder's mentality. So I'm looking for an end result. One of the biggest things people do is you give false expectation of what's required in the business. So here's what I want to do is talk to people about what's the real expectation, because we tend to oversell, under-deliver, making it seem like it takes less than what it does. You follow me? Mm-hmm. Right? So here's what we do in the fast start is that we actually start with, what we call goal settings. Here's what Eric did for me. Right, because I was going to buy the product anyway, right? My wife had a purse cost more than this. But he said, what would make you engage? What would make you take it serious? And I told him, like, well, listen, if I could not be a sheriff the rest of my life, that would be good. That's what I want to do. He said, all right, cool. First thing we got to do is actually set goals, right? Because here's the difference. Most people can dream and other people have goals, right? A dream is something that doesn't have direction. Goal does. I'll give you an example. My friends at work all the time, they say stuff like, man, you know, I got about 25 more years to go. If I was to hit the lottery, man, I'm up out of here. But guess what? You at work tomorrow because you ain't about to hit the lottery. That's a dream, right? So we got to have a goal. So here's what I would say. Say your name again.
Gigi.
Right? So let's say we got Gigi started. Here's what I'm saying. What you do not want to do is give people homework. You want to be the builder. You know what you're looking for. So this is like an interview. If I got Gigi started, the first thing I want to do is get her goals together. So here's the first thing I'm going to ask her. I'm going to say, Gigi, all right, what parts were you more interested in? Travel, the money, just travel, where you at with this?
See, that's the funny part. I want to kind of do all of that.
Okay, cool. I get it. So do you want to travel a lot, make a lot of money? Or just travel a little or make a little money? Like, where are you at with it?
I want to use the travel to build the empire, making a lot of money.
So when you say empire, that mean a lot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then say you want
a lot of money.
That's what we need to get to, right? Verbiage, right? Clearly, you said you want to make a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. All right, so here's what I want to do. I want to actually get your goals together. I'm giving you an example. Like, for myself, because I always relate, for myself, when I saw this, I needed to make a goal. I wanted to make $1 higher than what I made every month. Right? So most people don't know what they make every month. For me, I needed $3,000 a month as a sheriff, but I needed to make it residual $1 higher. So for yourself to take this serious, like, what would you actually need per month to come in to have an option and not do what you're doing?
$2,500.
Okay, cool. Because see, most people, if you're going to have a goal on how to get out where you are, you need to know what you need to get out. If you looked at money like a shovel, right, to get out of where you are, you need to know what it looks like each month, right? So if we're going to have it residual, it correlates to a rank. So I needed to hit the rank of marketing director. Y'all follow me so far? Right? So whatever a person asks, regardless of what they ask, you know, it's an effort to go with it, right? So they can ask for the moon. Everybody can say IMD, right? But that don't mean you want to work like an IMD. Right, so but you can only start where you at, because if you're not spending IMD money, that ain't your real situation. You got to start where you at, right? So first thing, so I say, okay, cool. We're going to have to actually get you the marketing director, right? Yeah. So here's what I do. She would write this down as a goal, right? Marketing director. Now, here's the thing. You need to know the numbers. Now, see, here's what's real. I never did network marketing. So if I say you need 400 people to show up after you, who thinks that's a lot? Let's be honest, because I did. I never did this before. That's a lot of people to show up. And I'm what you call an introvert, right? So I don't talk to a lot of people. I never even had people in my house for dinner, right? So where 400 people coming from?
Especially in the South Side.
Yeah, no, because this is what I'm saying. You got to relate to other people how they see it. And the reality, most people think that's a lot of people to show up. They don't understand it, right? So, okay, cool. So I'm glad you think that's easy, right? But here's what I want you to get. Right now, of course, we got to have 400 people show up after you.
Right.
That means we got to write some names down, right?
Right.
Okay, cool. But I want to show you how this works. So let's just say we went and we wrote down some names. We had 100 people on a names list. And let's say you got the best, because you got a good personality, but let's say you had the best personality in the world and everybody on your list actually signed up. So if you had 100 people who signed up and you need 400, do you have enough?
Yeah, because my 100 could pass on their 100 and their 100 and their
100. That's the flaw. Here's what's happening. How can you rely on people you don't even know exist? See, this about you is what you do, right? So we can't count on that. So if you got 100 who said yes and you need 400, do you have enough?
No.
No. Here's the point I want you to get from that. Even if you had a whole bunch of people who signed up that you expected to sign up, it doesn't guarantee you get where you're going. But the opposite is also true. That even if a bunch of people told you no, it don't stop you from getting where you're going either. Because it's all about you anyway.
Right.
Right? So that's what you got to get. It's a team effort.
Right.
Right? So what we're going to do now is this. Here's what I'm saying. For that type of money, I've never seen a person make the type of money you're asking for and not come to training. So here's what's happening. Training ain't just about you. How this works in training is like this, that it ain't about what you do. It's about who you bring that see you doing it.
Right.
When you get enough people doing what they see you do, you can go do something else while they doing that same thing.
Teach one.
Right.
Right.
So we got to go to training. This part of the steps, cool? Now, if you want to go fast, you can hit the level of director right before that. Let's say that you did that 90 days. They give you $5,000 on top of that. So instead of 60 days to sponsor 30, why don't we just do 30 and 30 days?
Sure.
Okay. Y'all recording this?
I am.
Sure.
Okay. Cool.
You know too much. That's the problem.
Now, here's what I'm saying. In this conversation, it's an interview. You follow me? I got her expectations down. Because as we move forward and she started crying about something, she the one told me she wanted to make $2,500 a month, right? We working based on the money she said she wanted to make. If she needed something less, like if a person told me senior rep, they don't need my time like that. No, this is just the reality. I'm a builder, and I want to find other builders, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what we're looking for. So now, this is our goal set. The next thing I move toward is our fast start. It's how we put the pieces together as our group, right? So here's what happens. This is her expectation. What do you do, Gigi?
I'm a life coach.
Okay, cool. I like it.
And I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah. Now, here's what I'm saying about you need to undersell, overdeliver. Because most people think, oh, man, I don't have time to do this. This take a lot of time. You always minimize because that's what it is. Like I say, well, listen, Gigi, I don't need a lot of your time. I was really busy. I actually worked at night. I owned a salon. But what I did do and with what we're doing, it only takes 3 to 5 hours a week. Can you give me 3 to 5 hours in the entire 7 days?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And we can build this, right?
Sure enough.
All right, cool. Now, see, that set minimum expectation. A person do a little bit over time, right? So the next thing we want to do is get into the names list. Now, what happens is I want to actually book a travel party. I'm going to pull out my calendar with Gigi, right, and pull it out because I want to see where they at. She says she want to make $2,500 a month. So I'm going to pull it out and say, well, listen, Gigi, here's what's happening. I have time to actually go show it to you. Here's what a travel party is. Travel party is that you find a place. It could be at your house, Panera Bread, Starbucks. You invite some friends. I'll come do the presentation for you, right? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Right, so I actually have today is Saturday. We get done at 6. I got today at 8, I have Sunday at 2, and Monday at 5. You want one or all of them?
All of them.
She bowed it, right? Yeah. Now, here's what happens. What Eric Grzybowski says is that a person needs to book at least 3 travel parties, right? Because here's what's happening. You're going to suck at the first one. The second one, you're going to get better. And the third one, you should be doing the presentation by then, right? Yeah. So I'm looking for a person who understands that they're going to have to actually book at least 3, right? They may do less, it's whatever, right? So we got that down. That's in there. Now, the next thing I want to do is actually make their names list. Now, here's what I'm talking about. Most people give people homework. Most people work already. They do not want another job. And here's what most people do by assigning people things to do. They say, they get them started. They say, Lewis, listen, man, glad you signed up, man. I need you to write down 100 people. Tomorrow we'll kind of contact some folks. I'll get back to you later, right? Now, I just told Lewis, he's brand new. I just gave him the order to come to actually write down 100 people. How many people you think you're going to have when I talk to him tomorrow? 5, right? Most, right? Here's what I'm saying about as a builder, I'm thinking about time. And time, if I took 25 minutes, I need to get out of a person what I need right then and there. Do you believe you got at least 10 people? Because if you don't have 10 people who say your life for $200, you something wrong.
At least to 10 people.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So I need 10.
No. You asked the easy one.
Okay, easy one. So I need at least 10. Yeah. Mom, Dad, Laura DeVito.
Since you're writing for me, Lori Maria DeVito. Put it. Siggy.
Okay. The next list is competitive, right? So let's say we out. You play cards at all?
Spades.
Oh, that's what's up. All right, so let's say we play spades, right? Who the person who, like, a break the table trying to win? Like, they, like, all out.
Antoine.
So next subject is, what you put owner/business. Who do you know that owns a business or owner/sales? So owns a business or sells something. So next subject is fun. Here we go. So let's say we're going out. You got some of your friends with you. Who the first person that gets you up off the dance floor? They're like, come on, let's get it. Like, who's the first one? Now, right now, count all the names you got right now.
Should have about 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool deal. Now, all right, cool. Now, 31. That's good. That's what's up. Now, here's the point I want you to get from this. I took a few minutes. Like, before, if I came to Lewis, he got started, and I gave him homework. Go write down 100 names. I'll see you tomorrow. We come back tomorrow, he got 5. But I took 5 minutes, and I actually interviewed how many names we come up with.
Mm-hmm.
31, right? We could have even did more. It could be longer. Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I want you to write down about your names list. Say rule of 10, right? Rule of 10 is this. What we're going to do next, though, is show our top 10. But the ratio should be if I show 10, 6 will say yes, right? That's the best ratios. So stop at 10. If you find that you have not put somebody else in, you need to have course correction. That means find somebody that has what you want to help you find out what you're doing wrong, right? Because most people go blow through all these names, be like, man, I show everybody. So who you help? Who helps you show? Oh, nobody. But you ain't know nothing. How you figure you're going to put somebody in? Mm-hmm. Right? We got to do this together, right? So the next thing I want to do is show 10 people off that list. And guess who I want to start? The easy ones, right? So out of this list going to grow. We got 31. For the type of money she want, this list got to get to 200. But we're going to start in increments of what we start with, and then the next, and she can make it longer. But we got something to work with now. Y'all follow where I'm at?
Yeah.
So now we're going to show 10s, and here's what I'm saying. So we're going to show your 10 people real fast, right? So what we're going to do, we're going to start with your easy ones. So your easy ones, who's the first person on the top of your list?
Mom.
Okay, Mom, that's super easy. Sister, who does it? Like,
yeah, okay. Lori.
All right, cool. Here's what I'm saying. So who on that list that you could just go over their house? Like, who's the person who, if you knock on the door, they'll let you in?
Oh, Lori.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. So I'm going to teach you an invite and how we do this, right? So let's just say, for example, you're not in World Ventures. You're not in none of this, right? And you call Lori up. And you wanted to go over her house, what would you say?
Where you at? You home?
Okay. She said, I'm home, right?
I'm on my way.
That's the invite. Right there. This is how simple it is. Most people get in World Ventures, right? And all of a sudden, you think your friends has to have information that they don't need. But didn't they just let you in their house before when you wasn't in? So why should it be different now? I just need to be in your house. Any way I did that before is how I should do it now. So easy ones, right? I'm home. We're going over there. Here's what happens. If it's today, right, and it's, you know, right now, 9 o'clock, I want to go show as many people on that list all the way up until the travel party. I want to keep showing people because if I got three of them set, I could go show those people, then invite them later tonight to come to that event. More people are actually there invited. Then I can actually invite those people, show some more to the next one the next day, and keep doing it. You see how in the course of the next 3 days, we can start to, we get people car qualified first day. You see how that can start to roll, right? So that's the simple part. Now, we can do a lot of different ways that we could do it. 201s, 101s, and we'll talk about that, three-step setups, those type of things. So we can go through that in a lot of different ways to do it. So here's the other thing. It's just about expectation. I look at the business week to week. As I get people started, I'm moving people from one exposure to another. But what are you doing throughout the course of your week? For us in Chicago, we actually have, of course, y'all do weekly meetings, right? So that's a form of exposure, too. So I let a person know, as expectation, if you're going to do this and make that type of money, you need to come to a weekly meeting with or without a guest, right? So that's part of it. Now, here's what this checklist is all about. You could do it or not do it. But if you're serious about the money you want to make, then you're doing it. If you're not serious, then you're not doing it. And I know how to actually treat you from this point on, right? So Saturday Fast Start Training. In Chicago, we actually got a Saturday Fast Start Training. So that means the same system, we teach the new people on Saturday. And then we actually set appointments the whole nine coming into the next week. You follow me? So it's a whole system of how we do it. And then, of course, we got to get on a weekly call because it's going to be other people. You may have excuses about my friends are like this, but when you hear somebody else around the country that's just like you but winning, then you actually start to relate to it. So we got a weekly call. And then the last one is, if you're serious and you want to make that $2,500 a month, I need you to buy a ticket to The View today.
Okay.
There you go. We're recording this, right? Yeah, so you add an RTE. When we talked about it first, 30 personal sales, I've never seen somebody make that type of money and not go to training. Now, you told me one thing that you wanted. That means you got to do an action in reverse, right? So if you're going to make this type of money, you got to be at training. I don't see you at training. We're not having a real conversation, yeah. Right? So it's all about expectation.